all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama has got me so upset, and Memphis has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi God prayer.
My vote's important.
All right.
I want that mirror to move over here so I can look at myself the whole time. Like,
you're fucking annoying. We're recording.
Oh, wait, you recorded that?
Yeah.
You
and tapping on the thing.
I was just playing, guys. Hi, guys.
Here we are in the in between week.
Surprise!
Surprise! Woo! We felt like it was necessary for us to come and talk to you because of what an awful week we had last week. It was a lot.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
It is still a lot.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know.
It's beginning to be processed, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just been a really hard time to be black again. And, you know, we're all about self-care here. That's why we do the Perfect 26. So in order to get through what we're going through, we're going to go ahead and take some steps to get through it safely, healthily.
I'm with you.
So we just came up with some ideas of how we've been protecting ourselves from going nuts. And my first note of advice for anyone is to really realize who your friends are and who's not your friend. And it's so easy to do on Facebook. We've been catching people left and right.
I mean, for the most part, I don't use the term friend loosely. So I know
Right.
who is my friend.
Right.
But there are people that you like associate with that it's like, okay, you know, I can really not fuck with you now.
That's yeah.
You know?
I use friend with a lowercase F all the time. I call it people that are completely not my friend.
Right.
My friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so if at a time before really like Trayvon Martin and Mike Brown, if I saw something that my lowercase F friend was posting online that was opposing me, I would leave them as a friend and I'd just be hurt.
Yeah.
But now as I've matured and realized who's there for me and who cares for people like me or myself completely.
Yeah.
These lowercase friends are just acquaintances, and I just use friends because it's easier for me to say than acquaintance.
Yeah.
At
that's
this
true.
Point.
That's true.
It is really important for you to delete those people.
Yeah.
Those people don't give a fuck.
And it's not always just because, oh, they don't agree with you, have the same viewpoint, but it's like if they're not even willing to understand a marginalized group is experiencing this, and they're just like, well, if you grow up and respect police and you do this and that, it's just simple. If it was that simple, it wouldn't be a problem.
I mean,
you know, because basically you're attacking my community and saying like we're all just not behaved,
right?
And that's the reason why we're getting shot.
You know, they could just not support you, or they can actively go against you, which is usually what I see. It's usually seeing like a Blue Lives Matter and All Lives Matter, and they'll say something like all lives matter, not black lives.
Yeah,
you just said black lives don't
matter.
Did
you see Twitter today though?
What happened on Twitter?
It was like all lives don't matter.
Wow.
It was a trend for people like taking that back and saying, here's why all lives don't matter because this, that, and the third.
Mm-hmm.
Like I haven't been able to like digest it, like go in there and like tweet and stuff because I was at work. But
I'll
I was like,
it
yeah, it's definitely worth it because it's like finally, OK, you want to take black lives and say all lives? OK, we're taking that back.
Right.
And for people at this point, if you're listening right now, and I'm sure you're not listening, if you don't get what black lives matter means.
Right.
You know?
I can't get with the we are the world people right now. Everybody wants peace. Everybody wants harmony. But right now, we're not concerned about that. We're concerned about justice.
Yeah.
We're sick of seeing people die. That's all it is. Is
sick
that
of seeing people die.
Is that wrong?
And the people that commit the crimes get off.
All the time.
You know? I'm not even going to get into it with you black on black crime people. Because most of those people, they were in a fucking jail.
Right.
Which is right. They should be in fucking jail rotting.
Okay.
But when it's happening from an authority figure,
they're going on vacation.
They're going on vacation. Paid ass vacation.
They're dyeing their hair and they're going across country and they're getting another job under another name and living out the rest of their life with their family.
Yeah.
Oh, they had to go on the witness protection program or whatever.
That we're paying for.
This son of Alton Sterling no longer has a father. And he knows that his murderer is going to go on vacation.
Yeah, we're already prepared to know that nothing's going to happen.
Nothing's going to happen.
It's just like, right now, we're just like, you know what? What can we do?
Right.
Which brings into our next tip,
right,
is I say to do research to kind of help you figure out not only what's going on, but how you can help. Because when all this kicked off, and not that, you know, kicked off overnight, it's just, it's been going on. But when this, you know, got back to the media's attention, it was just like, what can you do? What can I do? I feel so helpless. If I'm in that situation, whether I'm being myself or I'm being angry, it doesn't matter whatever happens. It's just because of me. That's how I was feeling. So I just think that if you go out there, try to, you know, donate to these people's families or just a letter, anything, just like, you know, if you're not in a position to donate, voice your opinion, you know,
speak up,
protest.
If you can. Right.
Whatever it is you can do.
What you can.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of resources out there. It's hard to list any of them.
Yeah.
Because all you have to do is search Black Lives Matter in your city acronym and you're going to find something. They have plenty of different organizations, not even just Black Lives Matter, but that's the main one in your city.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of organizations that will be fundraising and just helping out the greater cause. And so if you are interested in helping and you can't do, protesting, whatever, which I understand, then you can do a, you know, food bank or something along those lines, you know, to donate to the families and things like that. You can do different things. So just please do your research. There's no reason to really feel helpless because you're not. And there's a huge community of people that are there to help us.
Absolutely.
Help them. And then the next point that I had is don't feel bad about detaching. It is hard to consume this every day.
Yeah.
So don't feel bad about wanting to escape. I've been trying to, but I'm so social media.
I stayed up till like 3 a.m. just on Facebook, on Twitter,
right,
on everything, just looking up these things. And it was like hurting me.
Because
Like, I have a brother that's, you know, a young Black man.
Right.
And he's off in a new city and he could just say the wrong thing.
Or do everything just, right, too.
No, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter at this point. Whether they see us as thugs or if you're an educated person, it doesn't matter at this point. It's just literally you can have a wide nose and get pulled over. What the fuck? You know, that's literally what one of the cops said in one of the cases.
What?
He's pulled over because he has a wide nose that resembled a robbery suspect or something. Not because he had a broken taillight, not because they were speeding, but because of the size of your nose. That's really what we're resorting to at this point.
Yeah. And his pants being pulled up and, you know, having all the licenses that he needs and being polite as he needs to be.
Yep.
Doesn't matter. And you're going to be seeing a lot of commentary about that. And also, if you're trying to detach, sorry that you're listening to this episode right now.
Yeah.
We're trying our best. Like, we're
detach all, after this.
Yeah. These things that we're talking about are also things that we decided that we want to work on because we want to be as healthy as we can mentally. So detaching is really hard, but don't feel bad about wanting to detach. Don't feel bad about putting your phone on airplane mode and just throwing it to the side for a while.
I think you absolutely have to.
Listen, this is some bullshit. The way the world works. I tried to detach one day and I watched Orange is the New Black. Spoiler alert! It's the same shit that we're watching on social media.
You finished.
I finished.
Yeah.
It's the same shit. I was like, fuck, damn.
Yeah.
But anyway. Please try it. Maybe you guys can go watch like Firefly or go play Pokemon or some shit. I don't know.
Pokemon has been distracting the people at the moment.
Yeah, that is good.
Let me see if you got one in your room real quick. I mean our studio.
Another tip that I have is to surround yourself with like-minded people. I know that some of you may be in a, she's really checking if they're a Pokemon.
Okay, I'm done. I'm so sorry. Let me be professional. I'm sorry.
Some of you might be surrounded by people who aren't like Khadisi or myself, and you don't have anyone to talk about how you feel with, but resort to the internet. Honestly, there are plenty of people online willing to start these or have these conversations and listen to you. And then also do what you can to block out those people that are.
Don't go to the comments. Shit. Don't go to the comments. Don't go. You know what you're to expect.
Right.
I know there have been some people really active about like getting the real names of the people and finding their jobs, and people have gotten fired for some of the really racist shit they've been saying.
Yeah.
And it's not just racist. It's like threatening, like they deserve to die. If I could do it, I would have been the one. It's like very evil people coming out, and that level level of hatred is just too hard to take when you keep going through the threads like, well, if they had done this, if they had done this, and it's just, it's too much.
Right.
Don't go there.
Not looking at that stuff, it kind of contradicts our next point, which is speak up. I think that it's important for me to have this outlet right here to be able to process some of the things that I'm thinking about. And like after we're done recording, I always end up sitting and being like, do I feel this way or do I just need to get that out of the way? And then, you know, am I developing new feelings, things like that. So if you can find a safe outlet to talk about things, absolutely do it. Whether, and sometimes that's not going to be with someone who's like-minded. If you didn't find someone online or you don't have someone in your life to talk about it, there has to be a way for you to express yourself. So whether you do art or you just write, you know,
whatever it is
that you do, please do that to let your emotions out. Do some sort of catharsis. And it could be exercise.
And with that, it's like, I'm very proud of the people who I see speaking out. There's people on my timeline who I haven't seen make a status in years and they've said something, you know, like I've had people who like, I don't really understand the movement, but you know what? Maybe it's something I need to look into.
Right.
You know,
I think people are basically saying like, this murder shit is bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, aren't we tired of this yet?
It's sickening. And keep speaking up however you want. If it comes across angry, if it comes across confused, whatever it is, we need more people to keep the conversation going so that this isn't swept like everything else.
Right. And you can change people's minds with this kind of stuff. Or you can give people some backing to say what they were feeling and they didn't know how to process it. I do kind of want to pat ourselves on the back. So there's a girl that I know who has been listening to the show since day one. And I would have never thought this girl would have spoke up about Black Lives Matter. Yeah. You know, she's a white girl. She dates only black guys. And, you know, there are thoughts on that, looking at it from the outside perspective. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's plenty of comments about like Kim Kardashian's and things like that. But she has been speaking up online about it. And I'm like, I've never seen this before out of her.
Yeah.
And I know that she listens to the show.
That's good. And that's really good.
This is just an example of someone getting it.
Yeah.
Just finally getting it. So if you can speak up and help somebody get it, then feel free to do that. But also realize that there are people who just won't get it. And those are the people
who don't want to get it.
Who don't want to get it. Cut them out of your lives immediately.
I mean, it's enough information. Like when I see my friends still posting like, all lives matter, here's the explanation of why. At this point, it's like these people don't want to know. And there's no point.
Right.
The people who want to get it, get it. The people who are interested in learning more, they're going to do that.
Right.
But there's some people who just like don't want to get it. And they're stuck and stern because they're miserable. And to have hate in your heart for people, an entire race, because of what? Because of things that mishaps that happened in your life. We're blamed because you didn't get that job. Because you didn't go to school that you wanted to.
I mean,
stay mad, Abby. What?
I guess. I don't know. Anyway,
what about like, I mean, this isn't like a point, this is more of a comment. It's like celebrities, right? So there's, I'm sure they go through a lot with whether or not they should say something, because it's just like, I don't know, whatever's in their head.
Major fan base.
But the importance of, I think it was Beyonce sending out, was it a tweet or a post, and she said to go to this link.
Yep.
And that link crashed because so many people were going to find out what this is about.
Right.
You know, using your platform to tell people to, you know, you're seen by millions around the world.
Right.
And just, you know, a small thing like that. That helps.
It was to contact your congressmen and women. And the other part of that story is she also lost a crap ton of followers on Instagram because she supports Black Lives Matter because she's black.
That's a media story. Any followers she lost, that shit was some Instagram fake bullshit.
You think?
Now, who in charge of Instagram? No, I just think that like people don't go out of their way. It's like they already know where Beyonce stands.
I don't know.
Since Formation, since all these things. Like,
I don't know. I do think that people can suffer through a song, so they're like, fuck, that's Black Lives Matter shit. I'm skipping the hold up. You know what I mean? Or whatever. But then when it's like, there's some shit going on. Maybe it struck a chord. It's like, how dare she speak up?
Yeah. You know, don't bot. Well, she did, and she's fine.
She did, and bye. And maybe it was bots that unfollowed it. I don't know. But I can totally see people being
I'm glad it was someone like her to speak up, because then when you have these ignorant people like Michael B. Jordan, Kiki Palmer, Kevin Gates.
I don't know anything.
Let me round it up real quick. All three of these people are all lives matter in the sense that, you know, there's other people suffering. There's, you know, first of all, Michael B. Jordan, that's a whole another issue. But Kevin Gates, you fucked your cousin and you bragged about it. Oh. Kiki Palmer, like, we've been trying to stick with you.
I'm trying.
And even after getting a little bit of backlash, she still continued to say, well, there's people getting killed because of their religion and because of this. And all lives matter. No one is saying because Black lives matter that no one else matters. Where do you get that? Especially as a Black woman, especially as a Black man. I don't know how, right.
I want to rewind to our point about speaking up. The other point is be careful who you listen to.
Yeah.
Because the celebrities are the people with the biggest voices, mm-hmm. and half of these celebrities didn't even graduate high school.
Yeah.
And they haven't been in a world that's outside of their vacuum of a set. You know what I mean? Yeah. They haven't seen they haven't experienced real life. Yeah. And so they haven't been a real nigga. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They haven't had to have the sort of adversity.
But Kevin Gates likes to act like, oh, I'm from the streets, I'm from this
and
third.
Sure, his story is different, but I also think he's just stupid.
Yeah.
I do want to talk real quick about the Blue Lives Matter thing, and I just have one thing to say about it, because I am friends on Facebook with some people who are former police officers who have posted some. It wasn't Blue Lives Matter, it was donate to these
the Dallas cops.
The family.
Yeah, that's understandable. Whatever.
Exactly. So
that's
understandable. Thank you for sharing that. But then there are also people, it's not only anti-Black, but the Blue Lives Matter thing. I want you to know that the blue uniform you can take off.
It's a choice.
There's a loser that went to my high school who used to steal iPods out of people's cars, mm-hmm. who's a cop now.
Yeah.
Blue Lives Matter.
Yeah.
What an honor. The bravest and the finest.
And once again, Black Lives Matter is not saying
that a police officer's life doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You know?
That's not the truth.
We're speaking out against police brutality
on black people.
You're a figure. You're an authority figure. You have a gun. You have a license.
You have a God complex.
You have a God complex. Some of y'all do, though. And it's like, you can literally just do what you want with people, mm-hmm. on camera, and it literally doesn't fucking matter.
And it doesn't, at the same time, it does not warrant a death. I will never support the death of anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, to all those people saying, oh, Dallas cops, you deserve it, because that's evil.
That's fucked up.
You know, you're just as bad as those people saying that those people should have died because they didn't listen.
Just because they're police doesn't mean they're not people's fathers, brothers, someone's son or daughter. Yeah. Like, you have to keep in mind that they're humans.
And I know the issue is that some of the cops don't speak out. Most of the cops don't speak out against these brutalities. And that's why it's a uniform, viewpoint.
These police officers are human, too. They are flawed, too.
Mm-hmm.
And not to excuse those racist actions, but I'm saying you need to start deciphering the difference between the police officer and then the color blue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You can't be putting them all in one category, because there are police officers out there that just want to do their job and do it well. And then there's those police officers that are pointing guns at Black emojis.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them deserve to die.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be praising their death. And you also shouldn't just be protecting them because they wear a blue uniform.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. I mean, I guess the reason why we came here, not only to decompress and get some stuff off our chest, but also to, it's bigger than us.
It is.
And it's not going to be us two that change the world.
No.
You know, and as a listener, it's not going to be just you. But if we all take a step forward together, I feel like we have a better chance at fixing some shit.
Everyone speaking out, everyone doing their part, and just saying, like, this shit is not going to keep going on.
It's not.
You know, when we have our kids and grandkids, they should not be dealing with the same fucking shit. we grew up as kids in a time of hearing about, you know, what our grandparents and whoever went through with race. Mm-hmm. And we were, you know, watching slave movies or whatever and mm-hmm. saying, like, this shit is not going to happen to us. So whether it's Malcolm X way or Martin's way, whoever's way, we're not taking it. Mm-hmm. You know, if I have to use my words, whatever it is, if you talk to me crazy, if you do something to me crazy, I mean, move mojito. Okay. Like, I don't know.
I like, honestly, like, I'm sitting here and I came here with the mindset, like, we're going to be positive and we're going to tell people how to feel better during these times. And I hope that maybe the advice that we had earlier mm-hmm. helped some of you guys and maybe something clicked.
Yeah. So turn off the podcast now because it's about to get real.
Well, yeah, maybe. Because right now all I'm thinking of is, like, it's not just the people getting shot on screen.
It's
not
levels. Just that. It's absolute levels.
There's a possibility that just because I'm black and someone knows that I'm black and I live in my apartment, that I can wake up with a brick thrown through my window mm-hmm. just because I'm black and they don't like black people. And I'm tired of being afraid.
And how you have a fear. It's like, even when you go into your workspace, you automatically know not to talk about this shit. But when people feel comfortable enough, like my cousin was telling me how, like, at his job, like, white people were just openly talking about it.
I don't want to hear anything about it.
You know, you didn't have shit to say when you saw a man get shot in front of his child or another man get shot on the ground. But when, you know, cops got shot and, you know, take it how you want, it's like you had everything to say.
You know what? I don't even know if it's even that, like, for me. I know it's not that for me.
Yeah.
No one says anything around me. Mm-hmm. But then the next day, hey, be careful. There's going to be a protest downtown. Mm-hmm. Just be safe about what route you decide to take. Be safe about what skin you decide to wear in the morning.
Like, bitch, actually, I'm safe for that protest.
Exactly.
So,
are you serious?
Well, depending, you know.
Just be, true. But I mean, like, that's what you just don't get it. I don't know.
I don't know. It's like, I had to, when all that first popped off, like, I had to just go home from work early. Not anything about my work, just saying, like, I needed a space.
I needed to be
just
alone.
Just to, you know, be alone.
Yeah.
And to not have to pretend like anything happened.
Right.
You
that's
know?
How it feels. Like, you have to, for me, it's like, I feel like when these types of things happen, I have to pretend I didn't see it.
Yeah.
And I have to smile.
Yeah.
And be happy.
Yeah. Like,
and
hey.
Pretend that it's not because it's of race.
Yeah.
It was just an accident or something. You know what I mean? Or not bring it up. All I want to do is bring it up. I want to go find all the black people,
like,
I can find.
Yeah.
And hug them.
Or people who fucking understand.
We went viral.
A little mini viral situation going on.
We posted a picture on our Facebook and it's been shared. And I didn't check today, but it's over 530 times.
And then the reach is like
over 50,000.
Over 50,000 people.
Interactions over like 20,000 people.
Anything. Like, that's amazing.
Right.
Amazing.
It's so many people. And all it said was stop telling people of color that their experience is an illusion.
Yeah.
Hell, that should be the tagline for the show.
That fucking,
you know what I mean?
Shit in right now.
I mean, and so many people were touched by that. And it's, you know, a sign that people hold up at different protests and things like that. But it's just an overall thing that mm-hmm. needs to keep happening. And if you're black and you're going through this, make sure that people know that this shit's real. It just is what it is. My friend wrote on Twitter, he was like, can you imagine the think pieces that would have been written if Pumpkin Spitting on New York happened in 2016?
Oh, that was like, that's like the grossest like meme I see. Like, when it's like
so
midair, like, oh, I was so disgusted. I would have, oh, okay.
And she had a blue dress on. That was
right.
Lives Matter. That's all lives matter. That gym of Pumpkin Spitting on New York is all lives matter.
Oh. What do you think about the Bloods and the Crips? Like, what do you think?
Oh, good question. Hold on a second. Let me finish my first thought.
Okay.
I was just going to say, I'm really concerned about the people who don't have community around mm-hmm. and don't have anybody supporting them. So please, 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 if you do feel isolated, please email us at
thebacktableis,
because both of us are there to talk to you, or at least listen to you. How do you feel?
Yeah.
You know, even if you're confused about the Black Lives Matter movement, like, let's talk
about it. Yeah, if you have questions,
you have no one else to talk to, talk to us. We're here.
Definitely here.
Like, we would love that.
Anytime. He stays up very late. I get up really early. So you have someone at any point of time of the day.
Right. Hell, we're getting an intern soon.
Right.
Bloods and Crips.
Yeah.
I wish that that wasn't on TV so much, just because I'm not a supportive, not supportive of gangs at all. And I don't want that image out there. I think it's like trash. Here's
what would be great: if the Bloods and the Crips did not exist.
Exactly.
And they took those bandanas or whatever off. To signify, took it off and burned that shit and said, you know what, we're done with gangs.
Right. And the reason I don't like that image of the gangs is because that's the image used as the image for the article.
Yeah.
Blacks are uniting. Yeah. No. Crips and Bloods are uniting. Not the Blacks. You know what I mean?
Gangs. That's, who have very violent histories.
Exactly.
And who are continuing to keep drugs in our community.
And murder.
Drugs and murder. And drugs fucking change people. There are some good people who have been fucked up by drugs, like completely different people, and I'm just really stern on that, and they don't deserve praise for walking the streets. They would deserve praise for not being in it entirely. Yeah. But that's all I have to say.
Wow, there's so much.
It is a lot. And if it jumps around, it is what it is, but
yeah,
it's got to be out there.
Yeah, we can't touch on everything, but
we can't touch on everything. I mean, we could, you know, but we can't.
No. We can't have an hour-long show. We definitely can't have an hour-long in-between show.
We can have whatever we want. People, do you think if I want to listen to this show, that I want to sit around and hear a 20-minute show? Bitch, keep talking.
Well, you're going to hear a 20-minute show this
No. week. Hey, guys, reach out to me on Twitter. If this shit is cut down 20 minutes, it's a problem.
Well, thank you all so much for listening. We got to keep this conversation going. As you can hear, like, we're jumping from topic to topic because there's just so much to process right now.
You know what? It is. We're still processing it as we speak.
Man.
So this is an important time. Definitely reach out to us. We're very active right now.
Yeah. And you guys are too. I mean, we have new listeners. We have new, I hate to say followers. You have new listeners.
We have new listeners.
And we want to thank you guys for joining our conversation and joining our community. Spread the word. There's more conversation to be had. I'd love to hear more people talk.
Yeah.
And, you know, anybody who's hate listening or whatever,
like, that sucks. I know who you are. I know who you are.
Thanks for the download.
Thank you. Share it with whoever you want.
I guess. Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives fucking matter.
And we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week, guys.
With a fun show.
With a very fun show. Lighthearted, but you know, if it's not lighthearted, that's fucking life.
That's true.
And I said it, and you better not take that shit out.
I might put music over it.
Oh, you're a bitch.
I might bleep that out too.
You fucking bitch. Oh my gosh. You stop playing with your hair.
Guys. Our next episode is going to be about natural hair care.
Why? Team Natural?
Team Natural in the house. Cocoa Butter Twitter in the house.
You can stop recording.
Okay. Bye, Mojito.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you.